Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
One of nature's lesser-known insects is suddenly in the news. That would be the small beetle known as Anophthalmus hitleri. The critter is harmless, but the Nazi dictator he was named after in 1937 went on to do great harm. Lately, scientists around the world have begun agitating to change the Hitler bug's name on grounds of, decency. By some cosmic coincidence, Adolf Hitler's name has also popped up in U.S. politics. One of our leading presidential candidates has been channeling him lately, calling political opponents vermin and claiming that immigrants are, quote, poisoning the blood of our country, much as the Führer himself did in the 1930s. Our candidate promises that if elected, he would introduce raids, concentration camps, mass deportations, though to be fair, no gas chambers. He also said he wants to be, quote, a dictator on day one, punishing opponents and bending civil servants to his will. Those remarks have angered officials of the opposing party. They say the candidate is lulling Americans into thinking the U.S. should be an authoritarian ethno-state, and immigration is a threat to that ideal, much as the original Hitler did. Our presidential candidate counters that he has never read Hitler's speeches, though his ex-wife says he kept a book of them beside his bed. He insists he's merely saying what Americans think, and that his enemies are using the legal system to keep him from running. The real Hitler used to say that, too. The candidate notes, correctly, that immigrants are surging into the U.S. in record numbers, and, incorrectly, that many of them are mental patients. Hitler hated mental patients lethally. The candidate's supporters seem energized by such language. They point out that whenever their guy says something this outrageous, he dominates the news. They also believe, with some justice, that his ability to say such things is a sign of our political system's health. Kind of like the Hitlerian beetle. Found only in some caves in Slovenia, it's apparently essential to that ecosystem's health. Which is why I'm against renaming the beetle. Because sometimes it's good to maintain continuity and consistency in what we call things, in science as in politics. And with both these cases, the correct word here is Hitler. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.